Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss planning terminal services. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, U.S. military, and small, medium, large companies. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Terminal services is used to provide the ability of having applications that are run on a server instead of on the client. Now, terminal services are usually implemented in farms in order to provide high scale and fault tolerance. A terminal server farm is a group of terminal services that publish an identical set of applications. All the terminal services in a farm deliver an equivalent experience. They host the same applications in the same configuration, even though there may be differences in the hardware from a server to server. Now, what we're going to discuss in this broadcast is how to implement terminal services. There's going to be 10 steps that we're going to go through. We need to determine the scope of the presentation virtualization project, determine which applications to deliver, and how they will be used. Determine whether terminal services can deliver each application. Categorize users. Determine the number of terminal services farms. And map applications and users to the farms. Design the farm. Determine where the stores store the user data. Size and place the role services for the farm. And finally, secure the communications. So let's take a look at the first step. And that's determine the scope of the presentation virtualization project. First, we need to determine the location scope. So the scope of the project must first be determined so that the planner knows the boundaries for which they are building a solution. The scope of the project could be enterprise-wide, one or more many locations, or perhaps a single department. So this is one of the first things that we have to determine. So we determine the application scope. And so here are some of the questions that we can ask. Is the target to have an entire desktop or all applications hosted by terminal services? Is the goal to have a single application made available through terminal services? Is the objective to have as many applications as possible hosted on terminal services? And then we need to weigh, what are the benefits? Does the business expect to achieve through the use of the presentation virtualization? And what is the value of those benefits and therefore the cost case for using terminal service to determine or to deliver those benefits? Step two, determine which applications to deliver and how they will be used. So what we need to do is gather information about the users and applications. We want to look at things like the user location, knowing how many users, the client operating system, which operating systems are out there, and which versions of RDP protocol we have, whether the single sign-on to applications is provided, applications that are used, their versions, and any special local customizations, service level agreements, also the connection type, is there an application support group, and who are the application owners. Next, we need to look at determine whether the terminal services can deliver each application. This will be step three. So we need to examine each application's capabilities to be served. And some of the issues that can be divided up, issues that affect the application's business viability, issues that prevent an application from being served, issues the application behavior that cause problems in the multi-user server. The data may be gathered from the application vendors, also the terminal services, community sites, and the application support personnel. You can also run the application compatibility toolkit, and this can be used to evaluate an application and see if it's ready for terminal services. The issues that affect business viability, these can be the application, can the application be licensed to run on Windows Server 2008 terminal services environments? Is the application supported on terminal services Windows Server 2008? Does serving the application cause license fees to become too expensive? Are there legal reasons for not serving an application? And is the required encryption level with the means of most of the RDC clients? Issues that prevent an application from being served. The example would be, can the application run on Terminal Services in Windows Server 2008? Need to verify it. You can use the Application Compatibility Toolkit to do this. Then the other is issues with the application's behavior that cause problems with multi-user server. Does the application consume excessive resources and neglect to release them appropriately? Does the application require access to client-based resources that may not be available to Windows Server? And does the application follow proper installation on its installation standards? Does the application alter shared system files and components? Is the user data kept discrete from other data? Is the registry accessed properly? Do changes made by the users to the program options affect other instances of the program? Is the application video intensive? Is the application audio intensive? Does the application employ code not optimized for either 32-bit or 64-bit architecture? Does the application, the factors rank, you need to rank these, and we look at the application as a good candidate. You keep the application in the project. The application has some issues but can be run on terminal services. Then we look at how we can fix these. And then the application is not suitable, then we're not going to implement this on a terminal server. So the next step is categorizing the users. And we need to look at how the user is actually going to be working with this application. Is a heavy user, spends most of the day working in one or more applications? Or do you have a normal user, which uses a computer frequently but also performs other work tasks? And then you have a light user, which has the computer switched on but uses it only a few minutes an hour. Next, we need to determine the number of terminal server farms. So we determine the number of terminal server farms. We look at why we would have an additional farms. It could be because clients are separated from the current farm by WAN speeds. Also, traveling users, requirements to run different versions of the same software or to have different versions of the same files, such as DLLs. Security limitations in some clients. Internal, external user populations. Specific encryption requirements. Organization requirements to separate business or groups and legal considerations requiring a separate farm. Now, looking at step six, we map the applications and users to the farm. So the task here is assign the user and applications to their terminal farms. And so what you're going to use is map the applications on a job aid, which is going to be a sheet that is going to allow you to help you with the planning. Map which users will have access to each application on each farm, and where there are significant populations of traveling users, then represent them on the job and all locations to which they frequently travel. Next is design the farm. So we need to select a form factor for the server. Form factor refers to the combination of the server characteristics such as the processor architecture, 32 versus 64-bit, number of CPUs and their speed, amount of memory installed, the disk storage capacity and disk subsystem design, number of network cards configured. Then we need to look at either we're going to be going through and purchasing new hardware or using existing hardware. We also need to determine the number of terminal servers required in the farm. There's two methods that are used for sizing the terminal server farm. First method involves running multiple load tests using a fully configured server to see how many heavy, normal, and light users that selected from a form factor can handle. Second method is using measurements of the current loads on the client computers and looking at them to determine the server load. Now, serving nice sizing method one is estimating load, and this is a practical way to estimate the server capacity prior to putting it into production. While monitoring the performance of a server using performance, server performance analyzing scaling using a load testing product or live test. The Windows Server 2003 deployment kit provides terminal server capacity planning tools, RoboServer and RoboClient, which include application script support. And we can use this to determine how much of a load that we can have on the terminal server. So we run the four suites of this test. We look for heavy users, establish a per user cost, a normal user, and then a light user. And we can also do a mix of users. Then server sizing two, and client-based calculations, we're going to look at the process usage, the percentage of processor time, how much of the processor capacity is being used. Then the memory usage, which is sort of memory per available megabyte, indicates how much memory is available. The disks, there are counters involved, which the I/O per second counter indicates the performance load that is placed on the disk. The disk free space counter should this should not really be a concern, but just in the case where they are running out of disk space, that could have a detriment or a adverse effect on the server. Then the network is going to be bytes totals per second. So what we need to go and do is create the baseline, gather system average, processor, memory, disk access activity, network activity. Look at the initial log on a cost, how when it connects and starts a session. Look at the startup cost, how large a spike of system memory, processor, disk access, and network. Operating levels, after the application finishes starting and is ready to be used, measure the difference between the baseline measurement and the resources the application uses during operation. Successful user startup. We need to record the change in resources when a second user starts the application. And resource release, which reverses the steps that we looked at previously. Task three, we need to determine the number of additional servers required for fault tolerance. And so this is going to be determined how many of those servers that if one of them goes down, then the other one can take over. So we need to determine how many we need to provide the most redundant environment as possible. We need to determine the number of servers required for TS web access. These cannot be shared across farms where when we're using TS web access. So this is one of the things that we have to keep in mind. That brings us to step eight, which is determine where to store the user data. We need to decide the user profile policy and the storage locations. Like, will the users have a mandatory profile? We need to determine how much space is required for the user profiles and to determine where to store the user profiles, which we can put them onto a SAN, onto a share. We need to decide the user data policy and storage location, determine how much space is required for the user data, determine where to store the user data. We need to design the storage for user profiles and user data. Need to look at the capacity for each user account, add together the maximum size of the user profile and the maximum size of the terminal services profile. Look at the performance, the speed at which the user profiles can be accessed, and look at fault tolerance. That brings us to step nine, which is size and place the terminal services, role services for the farm. So task one is design and place the TS session broker. This test session broker, what it does is allows us to be able to balance out the loads, but also refer us back to an open disconnected session. So that way we can still get access to what we were working on previously. So with the TS session broker, we need to determine whether the TS session broker role service is required, and determine the demand on the TS session broker. Determine whether to use dedicated redirectors or determine the number of servers required. We also need to decide whether the servers that host the TS session broker can be shared. Also determine the place of session brokers in the network. Determine the fault tolerance requirements. Then task two is design and place the terminal services license servers, which we have per device cals and also per user cals, and we need to make a determination on which ones to use. Then design and place the terminal services gateway servers, which is a replacement for our VPNs, so we can access the terminal services, and we have TS wrap and CS cap. CS cap is a connection, TS wrap is the actual resources that we want to get access to. And the final step is secure the communications. We need to determine the encryption level between the client and the terminal server. And by default, terminal services uses native 128-bit RDP encryption by default. Determine whether to seal the communications. RDP does not provide authentication to verify the identity of a terminal server, which may potentially be vulnerable to man-in-the-middle attacks. So what we can use is TLS SSL encryption can be used to enforce the mutual authentication. Determine the certificate authority. Are we going to use a self-signed certificate for our TS gateway, trusted third party, or operate a certificate server? Then we need to determine whether to encapsulate with HTTPS. If the client connects using RDP port 3389, must be open on an external firewall. Many organizations strive to limit the number, often limiting the ports to 80 to 443. Determine whether the policy requires that you open port 80 and 443 can be open in the external firewall, and you can implement HTTPS using a TS gateway role service. So in this demo or in this broadcast, what we've done is we've gone over the different steps for deploying a terminal services server. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.